Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I have the things in life that sound great until you actually have them.
Oh, I know some of these.
Oh, do you? Okay, let's see.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a pickup truck.
A pickup truck was mentioned because you think, man, it'd be great to have a pickup truck. And I can ride around and haul things around in it. And then all of a sudden you get one. And then why?
All your friends are like, can I borrow your truck?
Exactly. So it's more of a harassing purchase than actually enjoyable.
Plus, it's not all that practical the rest of the time.
Well, look at it as though you're getting new friends when you get a pickup truck.
Okay. What if you don't want those kind of friends?
How about a pool?
Oh, that's a good
pool
one.
A pool was mentioned, yes.
Mm-hmm. I've been there, done that.
Wait.
We lived in a house with a pool.
That's
you were there.
That's true. When Tom and I were roommates in Florida, we had a pool, and it was a big hassle because you had to clean it all the time.
And we even had a company that did it, but we still had to clean it in between.
Yeah, because here's you think about two bachelors living in a house that has a pool. You already know what their kitchen and their showers and all that looks like because it's two bachelors and they're not cleaning. And so we would let the pool go for a while, too.
Oh, no.
So you have to clean that up when the chicks would come over.
Yeah.
See, Tom and I, we used to have it.
We were convinced them it was a pond.
Oh, gross.
mentioning that is a hot tub.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's maintenance with the hot tub.
But I want one.
And it's always a little more trouble than you think to go out and take all the covers off of it and turn it on. And, oh, it's not as warm as you thought it was going to be. And you have to wait for it to heat up. And by then, you're back inside.
Okay. Things in life that sound great until you actually have them.
I was thinking kid. Is it on the list?
That's funny, but kids are more fun than you think they're going to be.
They are a handful, though, and there's a lot of responsibility that goes
there
along.
There is.
More than a hot tub.
It depends on how you do it. It's kind of like the pool. You can let it go for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Things in life that sound great until you actually have them. A tattoo of a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when it becomes a tattoo of an ex-boyfriend or girlfriend.
Which most always happen. Most always, always happen.
They mentioned winning the lottery ticket. Or winning lottery ticket.
Yeah, bull crap.
Okay, now I saw an article, and also it was a news story that said 60% of the lottery winners wind up, like, broke.
That's their own fault. That's because people who play the lottery a lot are bad at math anyway, and so then you give them a lot of money, and that's a recipe for disaster.
I've always said I'd be scared to win the jackpot because it's a lot of responsibility as well, and you have to... You have to get rid of friends and family at that point.
But it's so easy. You take the amount that you get, and you figure out how many years you think you'll live, and you divide by that, and that's how much you spend every year, and you're good.
I know how to do that.
But people don't, Cato.
Although, I ain't talking about those people. I'm just talking about, in general, winning the lottery. I mean, you think you have to have attorneys and financial advisors and now all these bank accounts. And
I just tell all my friends, listen, this is what I got this year. You're out. Sorry.
Okay. But you know what? I'm kind of with Cato. Just win a large sum that would pay off everything.
And I can retire and live comfortably.
Yeah.
A couple of million,
but,
5 million.
But not like one of those $320 million ones.
Just enough for you, not your friends.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'll take it. Don't get me wrong. I'll risk that responsibility.
I'll embrace it. So please, let me have it.
Things in life that sound great until you actually have them. They say the kind of stomach bug that can make you lose 7 pounds in 24 hours.
That doesn't sound great to me to begin with.
I could deal. I could work around that.
I just lost 7 pounds in 24 hours, and you can too.
Pass.
Wow.
Things in life that sound great until you actually have them. They say a man who calls 5 times a day.
Boy, I could already tell you I don't want that.
Nope.
Well,
or even a woman that calls 5 times a day.
But you know what? When you don't have one, And you're like, boy, it'd be great to have someone that cares about me and calls and checks in with me.
I don't care if she calls every 5 minutes.
Kato's desperate.
And then you date, and then it becomes annoying.
Okay. And then finally, and Heidi, we can't really identify. Tom might can, but things in life that sound great until you actually have them. Bigger breasts.
I can identify, but they didn't sound that good to me to begin with.
Okay.
I didn't want my own.
Well, I had mine reduced.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God.
Because to have them there all the time like that, it's like an extra, I don't know, built-in snack tray.
Okay.
That's a crime against nature.
But I think some girls that may not have that want that.
Yes.
And it sounds great until they get that. And
right.
then all of a sudden they're like wishing they didn't have it.
Right.
I've known other women that had to have a reduction. And there really needs to be like a locks of love for those that want larger.
You're right.
You could donate your portion to someone else.
Blocks of love.
Just come along, sweep it up off the floor like they do the hair.
No, I think they put it in a jar.
Okay. Yeah. Anything that we missed here, things in life?
I think
that
we went farther than we needed to. Those last two.
There you go. He said last two.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.